may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Theology with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the Marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward to be invested with the Master of Theology hood and to receive your diploma.
Richard Landrum Bowen in absentia. Robert Henry Burton in absentia. Horace Victor Davis in absentia. Samuel McFall James. Samuel Clayton Lee. William A. Marler, Jr. Browning Porter, Jr. James Norman Rentz. Billy G. Washburn, Sr. Charles Francis Wilson. George Thomas Yoder. President Binkley.
Dean Brown.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Doctor of Ministry, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Doctor of Ministry, with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the Marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward to be invested with a Doctor of Ministry hood and to receive your diploma.
Michael Cletus Blackwell. George Wilbur Braswell, Jr. Milton Wayne Brown. Harvey Lee Duke. Elias L. Galanka. John Alvin Gooden. Donald Wade Hadley. Kelly P. Howell. Edward Eugene Hunzinger. James Lewis Jackson, Jr. Samuel McFaul James. David Bruce Jenkins. Eric Carl Crona. Isaac Lewis. William A. Mahler, Jr. James Irving Murphy. William Harling Puckett, Jr. William Lake Reams. Mitchell Lynn Reddy. James Norman Rents. Charles W. Shirley. Ellison Leon Smith. Randolph Dennard Spear, Jr. Lonnie Mack Thompson. Harold Ray Webb. Friday Elkanah White Jr. Robert Michael Weinkauf.
I now present Professor Donald E. Cook, who will deliver a charge to the graduates.
President Binkley, Dean Brown, members of the faculty, friends, but most especially the members of the class of 1973. We come together at a significant moment. Time has value in and of itself, but some moments are marked as special. And this is such a moment. I'm not greeting you as an interested spectator, but as one who has participated with you in the pilgrimage of life and learning here in this place, a pilgrimage which, in a real sense, will never end. Because you see, we have shared our days together before God. I extend to you the best wishes of my colleagues on the faculty, and in the name of God, I charge you to go. You are ministers of good news, the gospel. The good news that God cares for man who is sinner, all men and every man. God has expressed himself in the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. It is he who sends. You and I must go. Deeply embedded in the mind of the church is the understanding of having been sent. The words apostolic and missionary are pregnant with this meaning. The sending of God is the causal element in mission, and going is faith response. God sends, man goes. Paul's question has a haunting quality about it. How can men preach unless they're sent? I cannot ask you to stay. The orders are to go. I'm asking you to respond to God's living grace in a living way. Now, men have gone from the beginning of time. They have gone to work, to play, to church, to school, to war. This going, perhaps inevitably, has been born out of all sorts of desires. I cannot tell you where to go or how, but I do know why you must go. Because God is sending. First, I challenge you to go with God. The miracle of your going is that in so doing, you do not leave God behind here in this beautiful place or in some remote memory. It is rather a fact of faith that as you go in response to his sending, God goes with you. The New Testament is crowded with images which dazzle with significance and insight. For example, the Great Commission. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. The I am sayings in the Gospel of John. Fear not, I am. Or the first Son of Man vision in Revelation. In the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man. In your going, the knowledge of the presence of God will be a source of blessing and judgment. Think of it. You will never be alone, never abandoned, regardless of the state in which you find yourself or the task to which you put your energies. Whether you are involved in the great social concerns of our day or stand quietly at an open grave or simply tell a small child that Jesus loves her, you will never be alone. In the midst of his mission, Paul could write, "Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God." Be careful that you also recognize the judging power of his presence. The crisis of ministry ultimately comes not from public relations or denominational politics, but from Almighty God. You and I are accountable to the ever-present God today and in each of the tomorrows that will follow. Secondly, go in fellowship. In my 20 years of ministry, if I have learned anything at all, it seems to come to focus in this simple sentence. All we have in life is God and each other. You go together. As you go from this place in a few minutes, you will be inextricably bound to one another. You are the class of 73 servants of God. In fellowship, you are in